Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in the streets. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's your main man, Rob Boyd, Lucinda in the house. Like she said, the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, been worldwide for 11 straight years now. But today, man, we come to you with a real, real heavy heart today. My mother's sister, which is my auntie, passed yesterday from the COVID-19. Huge blow to our family. Auntie was very loved, always participated with the family, and we all grew up together, very close coming up. So we're going to dedicate this show to my auntie Juanita, and rest in peace, auntie. We're going to miss you dearly, loved you dearly, and to all the loved ones out there who's lost someone from this COVID-19, we send our prayers to your family as well. And just check on your family members. This thing is real serious out here. And once again, me and my wife send love to everybody. And definitely send love to my cousin Lisa. And that was her only child. But she ended up having grandkids as well down the stretch. And her daughter Lisa got married to a guy named James. And James, a phenomenal guy. So she did have a chance to live and see her grandkids grow up. And her daughter grow up to become what she became, a good, hardworking young lady. So much love, and today's show is dedicated to Monty Juanita. So we're going to spend some good music today, and we're going to spend a lot of my music today. And once again, in honor of Monty, peace and love, and we'll get right back with you in a minute. Thank you.
Community, family, and protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hart Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hart Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance. Let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskharagency.com. Or you can go to CCAHALL@AMFAM.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly.
Hey, hey, world. Sending this track out to everybody around the world that injustice has been done to.
Injustice.
Let's get it.
Around the world, speak for the voice.
us. Let them know we're here for them. Let them know they're not alone. Now the world is speaking for the justice around. Stand up for your rights, free your mind, injustice all around the world. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Detroit. Backed by popular demand. Cincinnati. Backed by popular demand. Arizona. Backed by popular demand. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Detroit. Get your ballroom on. Cincinnati, get your ballroom on. Arizona, get your ballroom on. California, get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. 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 Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Everybody around the world, get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Your man Rob Boyd, baby, I'm back. Back by popular demand. Yeah. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Here we come. Back by popular demand. Back by demand by popular demand by popular demand. Get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Me and my boy Mac, baby, we back. Yeah. Back by popular demand. Back by popular.
popular demand. That's by popular demand. Get your ballroom on, Detroit. Get your ballroom on, Cincinnati. Get your ballroom on, Arizona. Get your ballroom on, California. Back by popular demand. Yeah. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get that dance flow. That's that Detroit thing, baby. Get your ball. Hey.
Back by popular demand.
Metaphysically broke from the prayers that I send to the ozone, talking to the angels while I meditate in a good zone, and be the best that I can be and accept my thoughts and move on.
God,
yo,
love
Mac,
you.
Mac.
Who can be against you? If God loves you, who can be against you? He loves all his people. He loves all his people. My life.
you. If God loves you, who can be against you? He loves all, he loves all his people. He loves all, he loves all his people.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Kenny P, fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
We're ballin', ballin', baby. We're ballin' out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control. Oh, where we need to go. It's all out of control, my people. It's all out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friends. We're falling out of control, my people. Falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. Ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We got to take it to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Eric Cole 586, you in the building.
Hey, Rob, this is your Aunt Bertha. How are you?
Hey, hey, what's happening, Auntie? Everybody on point, and you know how this thing going. You feel me? It's a big blow to the family, you know? So
yes,
just wanted you to come on here and say a few words right quick. So I'm going to give you the flow.
Well, it's been a shocker. It was unexpected, and but we thank God for her life. She lived to be 74 years old. She fought hard. And she fought long, and what the Lord just said, it's time to take her home. He wouldn't let her suffer, and I thank God for that. She's resting on the heart.
Amen.
The one thing
Amen
we do,
for that.
He was a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled, Bible-walking, prayer warrior, songstress for the Lord God Almighty. Until the day she took her last breath, she was yet giving God praise, glory, and honor. And we thank God for
and
that.
And that's real talk. Yeah, that's real talk right there, because it's been like that from day one. So we send that off just like it was sent off. You know, she was still praising the Creator, you know. And we want to thank you for them few words. And you hold on for a minute. We got another caller. Last four numbers, 9499. You're in the building, caller.
9499. Is that your... Hi, Mickey. This is Cherie. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, cuz? What's good with you? We wanted the family to come on here and say a few words about Auntie. We dedicated the show today to her, so go ahead. You got the floor, and you can say a few words.
Well, I just want to say that she's going to be greatly missed. She was very well loved, and we're just praying for Lisa to give her the strength that she needs to get through this here storm that she's passing through, and know that her mom is in a better place and she's not hurting anymore, and she can just be up there in heaven looking down on her and just saying, go ahead, baby, you got this. Go ahead, baby, you got this. I'm okay. Juanita is okay now, and we just thank God for her, and we know that she's better off not hurting anymore.
And that's real talk right there. You know, I when my mama told me, I was blew away, you know what I mean, because the last thing that I heard, she was good, everything was moving forward, and then the big blow came to the family. So, yeah, I'm still in shock, to be honest, behind this right here. And as y'all both know, you know, I left home real early. At 24 years old, I've been gone almost 30 years, you know. So I never really had time to come to the family reunions or really grow up with anybody. You know, I'm 57 years old now almost, you know. So it's like it hit me real hard because, you know, I was there from the time I was born to 24. We always played baseball at Williams, you know what I mean, the whole family.
Yeah.
You know? So
I remember that.
You know what I mean? Playing baseball and Lisa getting mad at James because he caught her ball that time. I remember that. And she ran out the infield. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I remember.
Some humor. That was some humor for the day. You know what I mean? Because that was a trip when I seen that. You know, Lisa, like, why you catch my ball with? You was on the other team, cuz, so he posed to catch your ball. So, you know, a little humor for the family with that one right there, you know. But,
right, yeah, you got to laugh as well
missed.
As cry. Yes,
yeah,
she
Juanita
will.
Juanita be truly missed. And, you know, she was definitely family-oriented, and Lisa was the only one. And, you know, what I'm thankful about is that she lived to see Lisa grow up. She lived to see grandkids grow up. And she lived to see Lisa get hooked up with a man that's treating her right. You know what I mean? She didn't live to see Lisa get hooked up with no knucklehead, you know. So that's a blessing right there for any mother to see their daughter get hooked up with somebody that's definitely going to be making sure they're good, you know. And he's been doing that.
Is.
And Juanita seen that. So that was a blessing that she didn't go to her grave worried about her daughter being taken care of or a man messing over her. So that's
right, and
always
she knows she's full of God and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. From day one, she's been in the church since she come out the womb. So that's definitely on point right there. Yeah.
Right.
So anything you would like to say, Bert, I'm going to go back to you. Any last words?
Yes, I'd just like to say that, you know, Juanita was loved by more than just her family. She was a teacher's aide at Word of Faith, and so many children that she helped and mentored, did so many things for other different ministries. She was just a help ministry all by herself. Whatever her hands found to do for the ministry of God, she did it. And she will be
true. Yeah, she was the MC.
Mm-hmm. The MC for anybody's homegoing service. Couldn't nobody read no obituary and cards like her and set the house on fire. You know, you could feel the spirit and the anointing in her voice when she spoke. And she will be missed, you know. And like I said, so many people's lives she touched, not just ours, but other people's children that she helped in school and mentored and would go out of her way for anybody. But she, and just a little more humor for the family, she couldn't stand being late for nothing. And when Cherie messed up and got Francetta there late for an event, she told Francetta, why was you riding with her in the first place? You know, she was punctual. If the service started at 4 o'clock, she was sitting out there at 3:15 waiting for everybody to get there.
Don't get it twisted. I'm on point. I'm here.
God-loving woman. And even though you were gone, Bobby, it wasn't a day go by that she didn't ask about you. She loved her family. She loved her family. And it wasn't a day. Anybody heard anything about Bobby? That she called you Bobby.
Yeah.
It wasn't a day went by that she didn't ask about you. You don't have to be around a person 24/7 to love them. You can love people from a distance. When the love of God is in your heart and you love God, the family love is going to automatically fall into place. We don't have to be sitting up around each other to love each other. But one thing I can say about the Dyson family was this. We might argue amongst ourselves, but you better not mess with us. All they had to do was get to a phone. We could have been fighting and arguing among ourselves, but in the next 3 minutes, somebody called and say somebody in trouble. We was on the move.
On the move.
Ain't no
running,
missing.
Driving.
We was around our guy family.
100.
And you know, that's why I'm saying you're gone, but we love you, Bobby. We are proud of you and for the accomplishments that you have made, how you are helping others and mentoring, how God has blessed you with a beautiful wife, and that Juanita lives to see you with a beautiful wife that stands by your side. That's a blessing.
Man.
Not only did she see her daughter, but she saw her nieces and nephews accomplish things in life, you know, and that's a blessing. So
I appreciate that.
We love you. We think of you all the time, and we are just proud of you.
Thanks.
The things that we see coming across Facebook that you have done, the accomplishments that you have made. Keep up the good work, you and Lucinda, you know, and just let this be a milestone for you to keep pressing and to keep pushing and then walk that same road that she walked, because if we want to see her again, we got to live the life she lived. We got to walk the walk she walked. I didn't really feel like talking, you know, you're still a little fresh and emotional, like you said. But when I get to thinking about the goodness of Jesus, you know.
Yes, and all he's done for me.
The word of God and the anointing in my life. And I'm glad that she was there to see me be consecrated a prophetess. The accomplishments that God has made in my life, she lived to see him. And I give God the glory. So when I think of the
glory
and
the praise
and all that
he's done for me,
my soul cries out,
hallelujah,
it's seven, but we thank God that it's still seven, and the eighth one might have been gone on to be with the Lord, but he left for his 74 years. We give God glory.
Yes, we do. And we got another caller. This might be another family member. Last four digits, 6304. You're in the building.
Yeah, this is Jen, Juanita's sister. I just want to say that she was a beautiful woman. She loved the Lord. She gave him glory through everything, the 74 years that he put her here. She had ups, she had downs, but one thing she did is she stood on his word, no matter what. She loved her family. Loved being with family, and she was a fighter all the way.
Amen.
Amen for that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We appreciate you calling in, Auntie Jen, and we glad everybody coming.
Yes.
So, anything else you like to say, Cherie? We appreciate all the family calling in today.
No, just pray our strength in the Lord and pray Lisa's strength in the Lord along with her kids. that they know that they will get through this storm and have all those wonderful memories of Juanita.
Amen. All right. Anything you'd like to say, Jen?
No, I just want to say we thank God for the years that he gave us with her and for her daughter that is being a strong woman in the Lord is hurting, but we know God got her as well as all her grandkids and great-grandkids, and we just don't keep each other lifted up in prayer and just stay as one, as family, no matter what.
Amen. Amen. And I stand on that, too, all the way. Anything else you'd like to say, Bert?
Yeah, I would just like to say, Rob, that your sister Fran is on the phone, but she just didn't feel like speaking right now. But she is on the phone.
I don't see her phone number. What's my sister's phone number?
9499.
Cherie is on the same party line. But keep the family in prayer, Lisa and her family, and our sister Vern, because it has really hit her hard.
Definitely.
And just keep her definitely lifted up in prayer. You know, it hurt me to my heart because I've never heard my sister break down like I heard her break down today. So that just tore me up. So it's really hit all of us hard. You know, it's been a few years since we lost a sister. And it's just, it's hard. You know, it's just really hard.
It is. Yeah, when anything hit home base and hit the home front, it's always hard, period. You know what I mean? We can look from a distance when it's happening to somebody else, but when it hits your stove, it's a whole different animal, you know?
Yes,
so
it is.
The whole family
is
hurting right now, and that's why me and my wife decided to dedicate the show today because we do the show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So the show was just going to be open show like always, but I figured why not donate and dedicate this show to my auntie, you know what I mean? That's COVID-19 is all over the world. A lot of people has passed, you know, but it hit our doorstep. So I felt compelled to show people what it was to love our own family. And the love is there, and the love always been there in our family. Like Bert said, you know, we might argue this, that, and the other, but if you call one of us and somebody mess with one of us, then you're going to see 30 people. Not two, you know, so that's the bottom line when it comes to the whole Guyton family, period. You know, we've always sat around, played cards and chicken wings, the whole nine yards. We ain't been perfect, but we always have loved each other, and that's real talk right there, you know?
Yes,
and,
you know what, Bobby,
I guess somebody
I'd
else.
Like to say one more thing, Bobby, to you and your wife. We appreciate both of you doing that and thinking about it. To do what you did tonight, because you didn't have to do that. And we just want to say thank you from all of us for you all doing that. You know, because that's a blessing.
We appreciate that, you know.
You know,
when I heard it, you know, it just blew me away, you know. And I was just sitting still because I was numb when I heard it. Because once again, you know, when it hit your house, it's a whole different feeling than when it hit across the street, you know.
Yes,
so it's like everybody is messed up right now. The whole family is, especially Lisa,
you know,
our grandkids.
Bobby, I just want to say this too, to you know, for us to pray for our brother. He's the only one, the only brother, and he has to bury 5 of his sisters. And I know he's got
to
be taking his part
on glass tonight.
And keep him lifted up in prayer, and James. That the Lord will give him the strength and the wisdom and the words to say to comfort his wife. I mean, Juanita was like a mother to him also. They've been married almost 40 years. You know, but if the Lord just put them in my spirit, my brother, you know, the only brother that this is the fifth sister he's had to bury. And to keep him strong and James as he comfort his wife and children through this. But once again, thank you and Lucinda, our niece, for God landing on your heart for the tribute to our sister. Because, you know, it's...
Oh, ain't no question.
This is historic right here. A sister dying in the midst of a pandemic. You know,
this never happened in our family.
Not in a way like this. Thank you.
Yeah, this has never happened in our family in all these years. We done had so many viruses, but nobody in our family ever passed from any of that.
Never,
so
no.
Once that happened yesterday, I really said in my mind, I said, wow, thing is serious because it done hit our doorstep now. It's not like what
mm-hmm.
we reading on TV or social media. You know, this is at mm-hmm. our doorstep now. One of us is gone, you know. So
mm-hmm.
We have to really look at things very serious out here nowadays. And we yeah. have to stay prayed up always because
yeah.
you never know when the Creator going to come for you. So you got to stay ready
yeah.
at all times, you know.
Okay.
And that's real talk right
mm-hmm.
there. So we might have another mm-hmm. family member. So let me click this other line in right quick. Hold on. Hello, is this another family member calling in?
Nah, I'm just calling in because I wanted to find out what your show was about. No
oh,
family
thank
member.
You for calling in, my friend.
Sure.
Yes, thanks for listening in.
No problem.
Yeah, it's always good for we have listeners in too, but we want to just send our love to all the people who's passed from the COVID-19. We want to send prayers and love to their family as well. We want to pray for the people who's going through the COVID-19 and the ones who got over it. So we just want to send love and prayers to everybody, you know, and stay prayed up. Check on your family members. And any of my family members got anything else to say on the line?
No.
Thank you.
No, we're just praying
all right.
for all those that, like you said, that have lost loved ones, not only from COVID, but from that have just lost loved ones, period. You're in our prayers and just ask you to keep us in yours.
Without a
mm-hmm.
doubt. So once again, I want to thank all my family members for calling in, and I want to thank God for blessing everybody. And once again, keep my cousin Lisa and my other cousin James, her husband, and her kids and grandkids, keep them all up in prayer. And God bless everybody. Until we talk again on the show next Monday, always give God the praise and the glory. So we out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for everything.
Oh, yes.
Juanita, we miss
you.
We love you. And we're going to keep you up in prayer. And we're going to keep your name always alive, you know. So we love
yes.
you.
Yes.
Peace and love.
Love
thank
you.
Thank you,
Mr. All right. Y'all be good.
All right. You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great show today. Me and my wife dedicated the show to our Auntie Juanita, who passed from the COVID-19, and sending prayers and love, like I said, to my cousin Lisa, her only child, but she had grandkids and great-grandkids, and to Lisa's husband, James. And if you have not got involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization, please go to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And I'm going to play one of my songs that I recorded that got released last year called Second Chance. A lot of people don't get a second chance. And after that, we're going to say peace and love, and we'll see you next Monday. Second Chance. Second Chance. A lot of people take it for granted, but I don't take it for granted. God gave me a second chance, and I run with it. Thank you. Second chance.
Second chance in life.
Don't take it for granted.
Second chance in life. Don't take it for granted.
Don't.
Second chance. I take it all away. Back in the day, the judge told my mama that I wouldn't live to see 18 years old. But God had another plan for me.
God had another plan for me. Look at me now. Look at God's work.
Look at me now, He gave me a second chance.
Don't take it for granted.
Now I'm educating the kids to not do what I did.
Second chance.
Thank you for the second chance in life.
Don't take it for granted.
Don't take your second chance for granted. No, 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 no.
Oh, no.
A lot of people take their second chance for granted.
Yes, they do.
In the world, look at you in a whole different way, yo.
Always.
Look at me now.
Look at me. Look at God's work. Look what he did for me. He can do it for you.
God, I thank you for the second chance.
Thank you so much, Father.
Could have been dead a long time ago.
Long time ago.
But you spared my life.
You spared my life.
I thank you for the second chance.
I thank you for the
thank
second
you
chance.
For the second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
Don't ever
some
take
don't
it.
Get a second chance at all.
At all.
Second chance.
Don't take it for granted.
Second chance.
Don't take it for granted. Look what God did for me.
Don't take it for granted, my people. I want to give a shout out to all my homeboys behind the wall.
And my homegirl.
Had a second chance. Came out and did the right thing. Now you educate the kids. Second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
Don't do that.
Second chance. Don't take it for granted, my people.
God, I want to thank you for blessing your angel, my wife Lucinda, to come in my life. And through you, she worked on me, and my second chance came about. I just want to thank you, my queen, Lucinda. I love you. To everybody out there, if you don't receive that second chance, wherever you at, just look up in the sky. Put that one up in the air and thank God. Thank God for that second chance. Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Once again, the show today was dedicated to Monty Juanita. We want to send much love out. Once again, you're going to be truly missed, Auntie. And much love to my mother. That's my mother's sister, you know. And it hit my mother real hard. So to all my aunties, you know, all the sisters, we send love and all that out to everybody. You know, it hit the whole family hard. But keep pushing. Much love and God bless. We out.